This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Indian Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has said that Operation Sindoor was the best example of tri-services synergy with full freedom to act and respond. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, General Dwivedi said, a clear decision to respond decisively was taken at the highest level following the Pahalgam terror attack. He said Operation Sindoor reset strategic assumptions by striking deep, dismantling terror infrastructure and puncturing the long-standing nuclear rhetoric. The Army Chief said the armed forces successfully destroyed 7 out of the 9 targets and played a pivotal role in ensuring a calibrated response to Pakistan's actions.
Our army-based workshop, which played a key role during Operation Sindoor, have been reoriented from being repair facilities to research and development cum production-oriented hubs. Atmanirbharta in ammunition, we are proud to say that 159 out of 175 ammunition categories Indian Army holds have been fully indigenized, that is over 90%.
General Dwivedi said that since 10th of May, the situation along the Western Front and Jammu and Kashmir remains sensitive but firmly under control. He highlighted that 31 terrorists were eliminated last year, of which 65% were of Pakistani origin. He also said that the situation at the Northern Front remains stable but needs constant vigil. The National Investigation Agency has taken over the probe into a major illegal Bangladeshi immigration racket that was earlier been investigated by the Delhi Police Special Cell. Officials confirmed that the NIA has registered a fresh FIR after formally assuming charge of the case last week. The agency has begun its investigation and is expected to expand the scope of the probe by tracing the entire syndicate involved and following the money trail linked to the network. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today launched the logo, theme and website for upcoming BRICS Summit to be held in New Delhi this year. Addressing media in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said, India will seek to bring together the potential of BRICS countries for the greater global welfare during the summit. He said BRICS will complete 20 years this year, during which it steadily evolved into a significant platform for cooperation among emerging markets and developing economies. Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various development projects worth 260 crore rupees for Mansa municipality in Gandhinagar. These include various road connectivity projects, health, water projects and inauguration of newly constructed sports complex at the Arts and Commerce College in Mansa. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw participated in the Critical Minerals Ministerial Meeting hosted by United States Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in Washington, D.C. today. The meeting focused on strengthening global supply chains for critical minerals, including rare earth elements. On the occasion, Mr. Vaishnaw said this is very important for countries like India, where manufacturing, especially electronics, is growing quickly.
As we all know, and especially in India, when the manufacturing sector is growing rapidly, especially electronics manufacturing, it's very important for all the countries, including India, to have a resilient supply chain of critical minerals. It was a very positive meeting in which the thought process was to improve the quality and availability of critical minerals.
In the meeting, participating countries shared their experiences and talked about steps they are taking to make supply chains stronger. They discussed technologies for refining minerals so that highly quality critical minerals like rare earths and permanent magnets are available sustainably in the long term. In Andhra Pradesh, a major fire accident engulfed 38 thatched houses in Sarlenkapalle village in Kakinada district last night, leaving several families homeless. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu today reviewed the incident. He expressed deep sorrow over the tragedy and announced immediate relief of 25,000 rupees for each affected family. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading lower in the afternoon trade today. The Sensex slipped 335 points to 83,544, while the Nifty dipped 96 points to 25,694 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, telecommunication, pharma and realty were dragging the most. Conversely, media, metal and IT were lending support to the market. And that is the end of this news bulletin.